This article is entitled A Project of Empowerment, ELCA-supported program in Ghana, Transforms Lives. It's written for us by Stephanie Grimaldi, a freelance writer living in Antioch, Illinois. In parts of Ghana, many families eat only one meal a day, especially in the Volta region, where low-income farmers have struggled to make ends meet amid the recent effects of climate change. A sort of aid can be a literal lifesaver. They really have to struggle to find something to eat, especially when they get to the end of the dry season, said Helena Mananu Hooper, a native of Ghana and an ELCA scholarship recipient completing her doctorate through United Lutheran Seminary in Pennsylvania. The construction of several dams has alleviated the situation, making water more accessible for both drinking and farming. The dams are one of the several empowering income-generating projects created through the Skills Development Program, funded in part by ELCA World Hunger and offered via Good News Theological Seminary in Oyibi, Ghana. In that country, GNTS serves the indigenous Independent African Instituted Churches, training their leaders and pastors. Good News, even though their primary role is to train pastors and have biblically sound preaching and teaching, has also seen the need to help pastors understand that the church can play other roles in the community, said Anne Lange, a former ELCA regional representative for West and Central Africa, who lives in Cameroon and has spent nearly 30 years in the region. This skills development work is the kind of example of work that churches can be doing in a community, for the community, and not just for the people in the congregation. Mananu Hooper, who leads the Skills Development Program, was invited to speak last summer at the ELCA Becoming Conference and to share her stories, the experiences of Ghanaian women, and the program's impact on their lives. GNTS strives to empower communities to make their own way forward. Some communities have received bread-making machines so that every day or every other day, mothers can bake their own fresh bread instead of traveling to markets in other communities. Mananu Hooper said they can also sell any extra bread as an income-generative project. Other communities have been provided with trees and machines that can mill palm fruits and extract palm oil, commonly used for soup. These are some of the permanent things we want to do, she said. They should be able to manage on their own, and then we move on. We tell them we're here to accompany you so you can get money for yourselves to put food on your table. GNTS was founded in 1971 by Mennonites, but other denominations, including the Lutheran Church, helped develop it. The Lutherans have been with us for all these years, more than 50 years, and they have helped us in so many ways, said Thomas Oduro, president of GNTS. They help us to train almost all of our scholars. So, as a result, I'm an alum of Lutheran Seminary in St. Paul. Mananu Hooper earned her master's degree from another ELCA school, Wartburg Theological Seminary in Dubuque, Iowa. After returning to Ghana with her degree, she not only taught at GNTS, but helped it establish the Skills Development Program to serve the congregations. The program started in the Volta region, where the GNTS team has worked with more than 100 communities. It's a farming community, she said. It produces mostly tomatoes and maize, but that's seasonal, so in one of our reports, we indicated we wish they could have had year-round farming. Access to water, she said, is an issue for everyone in this region, adding they have to walk miles and miles in the morning and in the evening to get water. The GNTS dam construction project has eased that burden. Now they have 5 dams. That's something that's never been done before, not even by a member of parliament. The work we've done there, no one else has been able to do it. The extra revenue generated by farming year-round is helping Ghanaians to build their futures. She said the women are farming, and it's so beautiful. Many people were only eating once a day. Now they can afford to eat twice or even three times a day. If they're able to produce on their farms and able to sell, they can use the extra income to be able to go to school. The Skills Development Program extends all the way to the Ghanaian chiefs, helping them become better leaders and providers for their communities. We sit and discuss with them, where do you want your community to be? In what ways can we accompany you? And it's been very, very good, Mananu Hooper said. We host seminars for chiefs for conflict resolution and to increase confidence and character so they'll be able to walk with their people properly. The GNTS team has established three more study centers in the region where it continues to train pastors and church workers. Other classes taught by the Skills Development Program focus on baking pastries and making laundry detergent. Having such skills, Mananu Hooper pointed out, provides families with sustainable livelihoods. We want mothers to be self-sufficient. We want men to be self-sufficient, she said. We want young people to come to school to form some sort of skill as they think about what will come next. Lanji recently visited a three-day training event during which 108 women learned how to make liquid soap, hair conditioner, antiseptic for cleaning, and other items. I'm sure more people would have been invited, but that was about the maximum they could handle. They were there for 3 days doing hands-on learning, talking about the ingredients, figuring how much it would cost, and thinking about which one of these I could do to help me provide me with an income. We also visited some places where other people had already been trained and other people had been provided support for startup activities. The most marginalized women in the community have been given fertilizer, generally widows. It's not unusual that people die quite young, so we're talking about women who are relatively young but suddenly find themselves as the breadwinner for their children. Mananu Hooper believes that such support, made possible through GNTS's partnership program, can be transformative. This is what the ELCA is doing, she said, and because of that, Good News has become a household name. It's been good. God has been faithful. The ELCA has been good.